Vida presents this unabridged recording of The Daughter, written by Lucy Dawson and read by Rachel Atkins. For James, with love. Prologue. Part 1. Chapter 1. 22nd of November, 1999. I didn't see the woman approaching our car. Nirvana had just started playing on the radio, the DJ crashing the vocal with the helpful observation that he couldn't believe half a decade had passed since we'd lost the great Kurt Cobain to suicide. I reached over immediately. Beth was only 5, and turned it off, bracing myself for the inevitable, "What suicide?" But actually, all she said was, "Can I undo my seatbelt, Mummy?" "Yep, I'll come and get you, hang on." I grabbed the book bag and drink bottle from the passenger seat, got out and walked round to the pavement. Opening her door, I put a hand out to steady her as she wobbled precariously on the edge in readiness to jump down. "Careful, sweetheart." I tucked the bottle in my coat pocket and the bag under one arm. "Let's just sip you up first, okay?" "It's freezing. Where are your gloves?" She squinted up at me worriedly, the sharp sunshine shining right in her eyes. "I think I left them in my tray at school." "Oh, Beth," I scolded gently, letting go of her now fastened coat. "We talked about this. Always keep them in your pocket so you've got them when you need them. Will you please make sure you put them on at playtime?" "Yes, Mummy." She nodded obediently. "At least you've got your hat," I grinned at her to lighten the tone. "Come on, let's go. We don't want to be late. I'd better hold on to that paw to keep you warm, I think." I offered her my hand, but she slipped past me, a little puff of breath visibly clouding as her feet landed squarely on the floor, her head only millimetres from the car door. "Beth!" I exclaimed again before I could stop myself, and ignoring me, she snatched the bag that I was now holding out, ducked past and ran onto the enclosed grass of the square on the other side of the pavement, where she started to twirl freely. I slammed the door shut, just as the female voice said, "Excuse me." I turned round with a ready apology, thinking I must be blocking the narrow pavement for someone trying to get by. But in fact, the unfamiliar woman was on the road behind our car, astride an old-fashioned pushbike, complete with wicker basket. One lace-up clad foot was down on the road for balance as she panted slightly, having just stopped pedalling. I waited for her to speak again, but rather she hesitated and pushed her half-moon glasses back up her nose. Probably in her early 40s, her mousy hair was escaping from a loose ponytail clamped under a helmet, and her soap-scrubbed skin was completely devoid of any makeup.